This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
Margo Harrison is the associate editor at 7 Days, and she coordinates that publication's literary and film coverage. And recently, she spun a thriller for young adults that made it to one of just 6 books selected as top picks for summer-fall 2016 in the young adult fiction category from the trade group Independent Booksellers. Her debut is titled The Killer in Me. And Margo's here to tell us more about the book, her writing practice, and what it's like to be on the other side of book submissions. Welcome.
Thanks. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
So tell us first a little bit about the book itself, The Killer in Me. What's the plot?
The Killer in Me is about a 17-year-old girl named Nina who believes that she has a window into the mind of a serial killer.
Ugh.
She doesn't know him in real life, but every night she knows what he's doing, and the only way she can stop him from doing it is to convince other people that he exists. But that's difficult because he's operating way under the radar.
Hmm.
So she actually travels 2,000 miles from her home in Vermont to his home in New Mexico. But when she comes face to face with this guy she thinks is the killer, she gets a big surprise that changes everything and makes her doubt everything that she thinks she knows.
Okay, so where did it come as a complete idea to you? Did it come in parts? What was the inspiration for the book itself?
The idea really kind of came in parts. I thought I would never write a book about a serial killer. I kind of thought it was such a cliche, you know, they're all over television. It's kind of sensationalist. But then something happened in Vermont that really kind of unsettled me several years ago. A couple of people disappeared, and it was sort of an ongoing mystery for a while. And it was more than a year before we found out that actually a serial killer was involved in this. And it didn't fit any of those cliches of serial killers kind of staying in one place and targeting a specific type of person. This was someone who would travel thousands of miles, apparently to target people randomly, which kind of made me think. And then I started to think about the double lives that people sometimes have. I thought, what if someone were a witness to that double life and she knew that this person had this dark side, but she couldn't prove it? And that became my main character. I was writing I wanted to write for the young adult category because that's something that I had been doing for a few years. I started out writing adult books, but I was reading so many exciting books in young adult, and I felt like there was more opportunity there to kind of hop across different genres and do experimental things. I also really like the immediacy of YA. This book is actually written in first-person present tense, which is something that some adults are not crazy about, but for whatever reason, young people really seem to like this sort of you are there in the character's head kind of style of writing. And I found that it really worked for me.
Take us a little deeper into your own writing practice.
Basically, I do it in my spare time, sort of around the edges of my job. I set aside Thursdays and Saturdays to write.
So what does it look like when you're actually involved in your writing? Is it super focused?
I don't know. I think Stephen King says somewhere that it's like you fall through the paper when you're really in the groove with writing.
Mm.
And that's how it is with me. When I'm really into it, I just fall through the paper and I don't come out sometimes for 5 or 6 hours, even more. It's a good feeling, but it's a strange feeling too. This is maybe the 5th manuscript that I've written and submitted, at least somewhere. And I do see the other side because at the paper, I review books. And so local authors bring me their books or send me their books. We get quite a lot of books, actually. And we have to sort through them because we can't review all of them. So I know how desperate authors are to get reviewed. I know how important it is to them. And I feel really bad saying no to them because I can see the other side, too.
Mm-hmm.
Even more now that this book is actually about to come out. I realize that there's this fear that your book is going to sink without a trace. It's definitely geared to 14 and up, I think is what the publisher is classifying it as. So it is a little scary. It has dark places. There is some strong language, but basically still appropriate for teenagers.
Well, thank you so much for telling us more about your book, The Killer in Me, and appreciate you coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And that's Vermont author Margo Harrison. You can join her to celebrate the launch of that young adult thriller called The Killer in Me tonight. The event will include a reading, a book signing, and a Q&A with Eva Solberger from Stuck in Vermont at Phoenix Bookstore in Burlington at 7 o'clock.